40 Days Pondering Heaven. Day 13. Where is Heaven? 2 Corinthians 12, verses 2 to 4 says, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I do not know, God knows, how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Hi, this is Jim Brown. The Apostle Paul describes himself in this section, though in the third person, and he talks about how he visited the third heaven. The first heaven is the sky, or the firmament, as it's called, in Genesis 1. And we know that. That's where the birds, the planes, and the clouds fly or float. The second heaven is what we might call outer space, where the stars, the planets, and the galaxies exist from Earth's point of view. The third heaven, the location of which is not revealed, is the dwelling place of God himself. Jesus promised his followers a place there. In John 14, verses 2 to 3, Jesus says, In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So try to imagine where this is. Alpha Centauri is the nearest star system to Earth and is approximately 4.37 light years away, or about 25 trillion miles from Earth. Try to get your head around that. It's impossible. That's such a big number. A light year, as you probably know, is the distance light travels in 1 year at the speed of light, which is about 186,000 miles per second. For perspective, consider going around the Earth in a plane would be about 25,000 mile trip. My prayer for today. Lord, I can only imagine where your heaven is. I'm really glad that through Christ, I'll know where it is and go there one day. It sounds magnificent. Amen.